From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 7 people are dead in Nigeria's capital, victims of 2 car bomb explosions there today. NPR's Ofebiquist Arkton reports the blasts were triggered during an event celebrating the 50th anniversary of the country's independence.
An email from the Nigerian Rebel Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, which is demanding a fairer distribution of the country's oil wealth, warned people attending the colorful independence parade at Eagle Square in Abuja to evacuate the area. Africa's most populous nation and top crude oil exporter is celebrating a half century of independence from Britain, but many Nigerians question the estimated $60 million price tag for the festivities. They say their country has little to celebrate, a sentiment echoed in the militant's email message. Other Nigerians point out that, despite numerous military coups and a civil war since independence, Nigeria has survived and remained intact. Ofebiquist Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Ecuador is under a state of emergency today after hundreds of army troops had to storm a hospital to free the country's president, Rafael Correa, who is being held there by police, angry over cuts to their benefits. There's also unrest on the streets of Ecuador's capital amid dissent over wage cuts proposed by the government. Earlier, Correa had been roughed up and tear-gassed by rebellious police officers. After his rescue, he accused his rivals of trying to oust him in a coup. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel's resignation becomes official today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama will make the announcement this morning at the White House, clearing the way for Emanuel to run for mayor of Chicago.
While Emanuel returns to Chicago to begin courting voters, longtime advisor Pete Rouse will take over the staff chief's job, at least temporarily. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs notes Rouse has been working for Mr. Obama since before he joined the U.S. Senate.
There is a complete loyalty and trust with somebody like Pete. Pete's strategic sense has played a big part in the direction of virtually every big decision that's made inside of this White House.
Like Emanuel, Rouse has strong ties on Capitol Hill, where he once worked as an aide to former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The heavy rains swamping much of the East Coast are causing delays in airline flights and commuter rail service in the New York area this morning, and some suburban school systems there are opening late. The stormy weather is being blamed for at least 5 deaths, 4 of them when an SUV plunged into a flooded ditch in North Carolina. State Trooper Gary Edwards.
Wet road conditions, slick tires on the vehicle. Vehicle ran off the right shoulder of the roadway and hit the canal, overturned, the vehicle halfway submerged underwater.
Forecasters are calling for gradual clearing later today across the region. This is NPR News from Washington. Suspected militants in Pakistan have set fire to more than 24 NATO tank trucks carrying fuel for U.S. and alliance troops in Afghanistan. Police officials said the trucks were parked at a terminal when gunmen opened fire, forcing people to flee and then set the tankers ablaze. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell is shuttling between Jerusalem and Ramallah as he tries to keep Middle East peace talks from collapsing. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to walk away from the talks over Israel's decision not to extend a freeze on settlement building in the West Bank. Elena Kagan officially takes her seat as a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court today. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan has been on the job since being sworn in a private ceremony last month. Today marks her public installation as a justice.
Prior to being escorted up to the bench, Kagan will sit in the chair used by Chief Justice John Marshall in the 19th century, and she'll take the judicial oath using her colleague Justice Stephen Breyer's Bible. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the judicial oath of office. Kagan has actually been on the job since early August when she won Senate confirmation and was sworn in during a private ceremony at the court. Today's investiture is the formal and public ceremony with the president and the 3 retired Supreme Court justices all in attendance. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan says it's important for his country to have good ties with China, but he says he's concerned about China's military buildup and stepped-up maritime activities. There's lingering tension between the two countries after a Chinese trawler collided with 2 Japanese Coast Guard patrol boats near some islands that both countries claim. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support